Over 2,000 years ago, the historian Herodotus reported, and I quote, "The scribes of Egypt maintain that four times the earth in its movements reversed itself, so that the sun shifted and rose where it formerly set, and set where it formerly rose. At one time the sun rose in the west and set in the east, but now it's set rises in the east and sets in the west." That's what they were saying. Notice from the book Worlds in Collision, page 119, there was a Latin author by the name of Pomponius Pella who wrote in the first century. Here's what he said, quote, "The Egyptians pride themselves on being the most ancient people in the world. In their authentic annuals, they put down history year by year. One may read that since they have been in existence, the course of the stars has changed direction four times, and that the sun has twice set in the part of the sky where it now rises today." End of quote. Now, did the sun and the stars and the moon actually change locations? No. But the earth did, so it appeared that things in the heavenlies were changing. Remember, it's the earth that changed on its rotational pattern, not the sun, the stars, and the moon. There was a man which many of you have heard of, Pliny the Elder. He was a first century writer. He wrote, and I'm quoting from that same book, The Greatest Story Ever Told, page 78, "A terrible comet was seen by the people of Ethiopia and Egypt. It had a fiery appearance and twisted like a coil, and it was grim to behold. It was not really a star, so much as what might be called a ball of fire. It was not a fiery color, but a bloody red." End of quote. Now, what type of strange red celestial object could this man, Pliny the Elder, be describing? Another ancient Greek, returning from Egypt, said this, and I quote, "There appeared a comet, and there was a conflict between the forces of heaven and of earth." Now, what are the forces of heaven and earth? Gravitational pulls. The earth is held in its place by gravity, centrifugal force, the laws that God set in motion for the earth to rotate around the sun. This is our solar system. So what caused this devastation upon the earth? Apparently it'll happen again according to scriptures. And I've only read one so far today, or two.